You're listening to WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Ժանանք մշակույր ավանդություն հայու բարզանքն է եւ ուր որ հայրենի եկեղեցին հոն հայրենիքը ողջ է.
Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Good morning, it is Sunday, February the 11th. Established here in Providence in 1947 and now in our 71st year of broadcasting, you're listening to the longest running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, brings to the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Alleluia, lihar, and agitsner, haigagan radio, jamapolo, New England, the match, kravadze, voroshter, pasmahazar, haieru, yevodarneru gorme. Հայրը համար մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին հաջույքը գարն է։ Հին սերունդը գպնրը զայն իրանուշի շիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իս դունենու մեջ անանցին մնացո ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուգը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշյալ, հանքստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածեն ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
With our diary list this week. February 11, 2016. Today is the second diary list of Dirar Hayr Tatios Shevyan. February 11, 1988. Today is the 30th diary list of Suren Begin. February 12, 2009. Monday is the 9th diary list of Isabel Varadian. February 13, 2001. Tuesday is the 17th diary list of Hovanes Johnny Hovanesian. February 13, 2003, Tuesday is the 15th Dadalitz of Michael Aydashan. February 14, 1989, Wednesday is the 29th Dadalitz of Yeprem Muratjan. February 14, 1996, Wednesday is the 22nd Dadalitz of Marian Nigerian. February 14, 2000, Wednesday is the 18th Dadalitz of Eunice Garabedian. February 14, 2002, Wednesday is the 16th Dadalitz of Santuk Sidabian, Mary Janigian, and Cynthia Hovsepian. February 15, 2014, Thursday is the 4th Dalitz of Gregory Sahakian. February 15, 2016, Thursday is the 2nd Dalitz of Bohos Jehorian. February 15, 1991, Thursday is the 27th Dalitz of Robert Uramian. February 15, 1992, Thursday is the 26th Dalitz of Joan Markarian. February 15, 2010, Thursday is the 8th Dalitz of Virginia Belodian Knight. February 16, 2001, Friday is the 17th Dalitz of Sudan Amrikanian. February 16, 2010, Friday is the 8th Dalitz of Angelina Kaberian. And February 17, 2014, Saturday will be the 4th Dalitz of Anna Topalyan. Even in Yerushalayim is from the Requiem service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased. Even in.
Iverin Yeru
since 1989, my father has always played Sain Mahanchat, especially for the memory of Yeprem Muratchan. It will be his 29th Adelitz Wednesday, February 14th, and we will continue to play Sain Mahanchat, especially for Yeprem's memory. And again, this song is especially to the memory of Yeprem Muratchan on his 29th Adelitz Wednesday, February 14th.
Thank you.
And now, our Vartanants programming will be doing, we have a couple variations of Vartanants programs, so we're going to start off one this week, we'll have another one next week as well.
A great military leader of a small nation who for centuries has had the courage of proclaiming and defending the religion of her forefathers in the midst of numerous persecutions. Once again, we are called to review the action of a great military leader of a small nation who for centuries has had the courage of proclaiming and defending the religion of her forefathers in the midst of numerous persecutions, hatred, and all kinds of calamities. We are called upon to review the action of Vartanant in the year of our Lord 451. He led the nation into a battle on the plains of Arar in a critical year. This battle was lost, and noble people taking the initiative for Christian leadership in the Near East. The 5th century, therefore, is a memorable period, not only for this small nation, but is very significant in the events that developed later in the world as a whole. 451 marks the stop of Persian imperialism. 451 marks the beginning of a new era in Christendom, because Vartanant and his 1,036 martyrs decided and achieved the dream which comes to some governments or institutions today. Vartanant's dream was to create a world state based on Christian principles and divine law. The Battle of Arar was organized by three leaders of Armenians. Vartanant was the military leader, Vasag was the political leader, and Joseph the religious leader. But at dawn on May 26, 451, when the army was receiving Holy Communion, the picture had changed. Vartanant and Joseph the priest were still together, but Vasag had left them because of his appeasing character. But why did Armenians have to fight against the great nation, the Persian Empire, knowing that only 11 years ago, in 440, this same yesteryear had won a decisive victory over the Byzantine Empire under Theodosius II. The Battle of Arar was not a little skirmish of two peoples. It was the fight for freedom of worship and everything else that goes with it. You remember 301 AD when the Judaizers proclaimed Christian religion as a state religion. You remember also the beginning of the 5th century when St. Nestor and his colleagues translated the Bible into Armenian. These two events, 301 and 15th century, meant the individualization of a people who, having had spiritual and intellectual regenerations, were ready for their political rebirth. For Jesus and our country, forward, were the words of that great military leader, just before he fell from his white horse. Vardan's victory means that Vassak's policy, one of pure national material interest, was not sound and will only lead everyone that follows it from war to war. Therefore, this afternoon, let us once more enlist in the numerous army of believers who are following Vardan's footsteps. Not necessarily shedding our blood, but doing everything he possibly can in order that we can bring peace on earth and love of mankind. Then, for Jesus and country, forward.
And the Ladies Guild and Men's Club of St. Varsanant's Church joyfully hosts the annual Varsanant Celebration Dinner and Program under the auspices of His Eminence Archbishop Osha Ganchaloyan today, immediately following Divine Liturgy in the Aramean Auditorium. Also going on during the Divine Liturgy, His Eminence Archbishop Osha Ganchaloyan will ordain Ryder Norigyan as well as Rafi Rafalian as Tibirs. During the dinner, the deacons of the church will be honored for their faithful service. Archdeacons Hagop Khachadurian, Aran Nalbanyan, Sarkis Yepremian, and Mark Norigyan. In keeping with His Holiness Aram I proclaiming 2018 the Year of Freedom, the Armenian National Committee of Rhode Island will be honored for their advocacy and continuous work for freedom in Armenia and Artsakh. Hopefully you have your reservations for a traditional kebab dinner going on today at St. Varsanant's Church. Today is Pun Peregantan Family Celebration at St. Sag St. Mesop Church's Sunday School. Following church services, adults $10, students are free. This is sponsored by the Sunday School and the CEAB. Proceeds will benefit FAR Armenia for special needs children in Lori and Feeding America children, seniors, and families. Again, this is a Pun Peregantan Family Celebration. Will be lunch, children's activities, balloon man, face painting, all going on today after church. Dance group announcing class registration next Saturday, February 17th, beginning at 2 o'clock. And again, Saturday, February 17th, beginning at 2 o'clock. There are multiple sessions and practices. So for more information, contact St. Vartanans Church. But again, registration for the Artsakh dance groups taking place February 17th, beginning at 2 o'clock. And with that, we're going to Sophia Gazarian.
Yeah.
Festival. Next up is February 21st, Wednesday, Country of Armenian Kings. And again, that is 7 o'clock Wednesday, St. Sag, St. Mesop, Agavin Auditorium. This is an Armenian film festival. The films are in English, and they serve to introduce Armenia to our non-Armenian friends. So bring all your friends that are Odar or interested in anything to do with Armenian. They'll have a great time. These film series are wonderful. And again, the very next one is Wednesday, February 21st at 7 o'clock. Agavian Auditorium donation is $10. And again, this is in English, presented in English. And let's see, what else do we have? That pretty much brings us into March, believe it or not. And just here before you know it. Let's see. So next up would be the AYF Hominet Men fundraiser. So the Providence AYF, as well as the Hominet Men, will be having a fundraiser. You'll be visiting the Providence Friars at the Duncan Center on March 3rd. It's a basketball game, Providence College versus the St. John's University at the Dunkin' Donut Center, Saturday, March 3rd. If you are interested in attending, tickets are limited. They're $30 each. To reserve your spot, please contact Gato Tashchin at 401-450-7103. Call Gato, 401-450-7103. And let's see. Also happening in March, the Knights of Vartan Arax Lodge 100th year anniversary and service to the Armenian community celebration. This will be a dinner concert, Syrian Armenian Relief Fundraising. And again, this is a dinner concert sponsored by the Knights of Vartan Arax Lodge. Sunday, March 18th at the Armenian Evangelical Church Hall, 180 Oaklawn Avenue in Cranston. Dinner will begin at 1:30, followed by classical and folkloric music performed by the Armenian Chamber Ensemble of Rhode Island. Donation is $30 per person. Reservation deadline is March 11th. Leave a message. You can call John Mugardichin at 401-222-6590, extension 4650. Or better yet, just find Badun Hagop and let him know if he'll be in attendance. Again, this is Sunday, March 18th. Mark your calendars. With that, we're going to go to Jacques Hojan. From there we go to the Chukasian Armenian Ensemble. Are once again making Bahot's Kifteh for Lent on February 12th tomorrow and 13th Tuesday. Please place your order with Sarah Markarian at 401-861-5022. Cost is $15 per dozen. Please indicate spicy or mild. And again, Bahot's Kifteh is for sale. Saints of Arsenon's Church, February 12th and 13th. That's tomorrow and Tuesday. Call Sarah at 401-861-5022. Make sure you let them know, spicy or mild. And the Lenten Vesper services begin on February 14th and will continue through March 21st. Vesper services will begin at 7 o'clock. On select dates, they will be preceded by a Lenten dinner at 6 o'clock. Schedule is as follows. February 14th, Board of Trustees will host the Fellowship Hour following the Lenten service. On Wednesday, February 21st, ARS Ani Nakanak chapter will host the Lenten dinner at 6 o'clock. That's Wednesday, February 21st, dinner at 6 o'clock. Wednesday, February 28th, Ladies Guild will host the dinner at 6 o'clock. On Wednesday, March 7th, the Men's Club will host the Lenten dinner at 6 o'clock. And it will benefit the Sunday school, by the way. On Wednesday, March 14th, AYF and the Home Minute Men will host a Lenten dinner at 6 o'clock. And then on March 21st, Wednesday, the CEC will host a fellowship hour after Lenten service. And again, that was all at St. Varsanon's Church. And don't forget to call in your Bahot's Kifteh order. And with that, we're going to go back to Bob Tashtinen, Suren Baronyan. Thank you. 23rd Winter Olympics happened last week. Did you watch? It kicked off in Pyeongchang, South Korea. The Armenians, we have Armenian athletes, so make sure you're paying attention. The Armenian delegation has participated in the Olympic parade. They were Michael Mikaelian was the flag bearer. Head of the delegation was Gagik Bolshikyan. Olympians Katya Golshtian, Ashot Karapetyan, as well as coaches of skiing and ski racing, Armenian national teams, Arthur Mikaelian, Sidan Haritunian, and Secretary General of the Ski Federation, Gagik Sarkisian, also participated in the parade. And the Armenian athletes, let's see, Katya Golshtian will be in the Ladies Sprint Classic qualification February 13th. Michael Mikaelian, Men's Sprint Classic, February 13th. Katya Golshtian, Ladies 10 Kilometer Free, February 15th. Mikael Mikaelian, Men's 15 Kilometer Free, February 16th. Ashot Karapetyan will be on the Giant Slalom, February 18th. And also on February 22nd will be the regular Men's Slalom. So keep an eye out for the Armenian tricolor and congratulations to our Armenian athletes. They're making us proud being there. With that,
şad sireci iç peseranam Varsa didim ağdağalam iç peslimanam Sirune lusinaman, heru eraskinaman Sevdi serverkinaman, ankinim yarı Sirune lusinaman, heru eraskinaman Sevdi serverkinaman, ankinim yarı Sireci şad sireci iç peseranam Aç gerude madagalam iç peslimana Sirun erim vartin aman Gardides vartin aman Garoder yergin aman Ankinim yara Sirun erim vartin aman Sırdis er zartin aman Garoder yergin aman Ankinim yara Sireci şad sireci iç peseranam Hasa gide madagalam iç peslimanam
with a little hushetti. dad always says, Uraha tsur, gurahanas, merjamanagal ratsap shigatun serin hamar. So desuchun min chev harachiga giragi aravod. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. We are pre-recorded, but always in color. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour on WARA Attleboro. Remember, any day, anytime on the internet, ArmenianRadioHour.com. You can write me at Armenian Radio Hour, P.O. Box 414, Providence, Rhode Island, 02901. You are listening to the only Armenian radio program in the Museum of Television and Radio in New York City and Beverly Hills, California. We are in our 71st year of broadcasting. You can contact me, but at any time, the Armenian Radio Hour, Armenian Radio Hour, P.O. Box 414, Providence, Rhode Island, 02901. Thanks to our webmaster, George Gasparian. Happy Sunday!